This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it is my mission to make sure that we make the changes needed to provide our customers with the highest levels of service, of course, that you come to respect, reliability, but also a deeper sense of respect and trust and dignity.
Sounds so good now, doesn't it? That's Oscar Munoz. He's the CEO of United Airlines, getting grilled on the Hill over Dr. Dow. And Munoz, of course, apologizing, promises D.C. lawmakers, we're going to do better. And in the meantime, the passengers react, and the jokes still abound. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, broadcasting from a remote location in the Sunshine State. And, boy, I've got some interesting observations I'll share with you over the next couple of days about some of what I've seen in Florida. And, of course, we have some great affiliates in Florida in many of the nooks and crannies here, so thrilled to be here. How's that? We have some bounce from D.C. besides what happened in that testimony. We've also got the House passing a measure to let employers decide about overtime. There's always the fight about overtime. But even bigger than that, still no movement when it comes to health care. Whatever's happening there, it's kind of a wicked standstill. I'm going to call it that for now. We've just scratched the surface. So hang on and react if you want to. You can also shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact. Let's go to Izzy right here at the top. Izzy, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey.
Hey.
Get your bets in. I just got my bets in because it reminded me, like, oh my gosh, that's tomorrow.
That's so right.
Pats is going to win 35-1 odds at the moment.
35-1.
I always take long shots.
Yeah, long shots are good.
Well, I won on a 50-1.
Wow.
I don't know, about 10 years ago, whatever it was. But I put on Looking for Lee. I love that horse. But man, on a Practical Joker, oh, what a gorgeous horse. And then this Untrapped, too many horses, and you're not supposed to spread your bids all around.
That's right. That's right. Obviously, you're a fan of Thoroughbred racing and the Kentucky Derby, more importantly, so you know about what you speak, and I'm right there with you. I grew up watching that race, and I've talked about this before. I had a second cousin who was a trainer. Remember a horse called Smarty Jones? He was the trainer for that horse that was a long shot, 50-1 odds, and to win the Derby.
I don't remember the horse's name when I did the 50-1, but I did win. But I did win. Yep, I did about $5,000. But I'm a little better. I'm not a big bidder. I'm a little.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. I agree with you.
But by the way, I did hear the segment on the poop talk again. So I decided that you have to have one segment called the Super Duper Pooper segment.
Who picks it up? I love it.
Yeah, I've been listening. There was one other one I was going to comment about. Now I forgot. I got so interested in my horses.
Could it be about Paul saying that he pulls the weeds? When is that? I don't know. But okay, I'll go with it.
No, but I do listen every Tuesday night, and I'm right with Paul. You can have Florida. Nope. Don't even. I have a very good friend down there. She begs me to visit. I'm like, no, I can't deal with your damn alligators.
Alligators in the heat.
Well, the heat, Missouri gets like that, but no, the alligators, no, not when you go out to get in a car and it's under the damn car.
Yep.
Excuse me, and it's hissing.
Yep.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, well, they can stay there. I'll stay here. All well. It's good to hear Dan's voice, too. I don't have any particular grumps tonight because I'm so fed up with politics. I want to choke everybody.
I know. I gotcha.
So bad. And it's like, okay, Trump, you made these promises. Now start kicking butt and quit letting Ryan run things. I'm sick of that, man. I guess that is politics. Huh? Oh, well, okay, everybody that loves the Derby, you better get to bed. That's it.
I love that, Izzy. Thank you. I'm going to go through some of those horses for people who don't know much about the Derby, because Izzy's right. You know, she mentioned a couple of them. I was looking at some horses today, like the latest odds, because the odds switch by the time you get to the actual Derby, of course, because some of them have been bet up and whatnot, so that's not a surprise. But there's some decent horses in this. There's a horse that I like. You know, you've got Classic Empire. You have Always Dreaming. That'd be a good horse for me. Irish War Cry is another one. McCracken is another horse. Thunder Snow is the one that I mentioned that a lot of people are talking about. Izzy mentioned Practical Joke. That's another one that's pretty big. She mentioned Patch. That's another interesting horse, I think. And especially if you're talking about, like, long shots. The post draw happens at 11 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday morning, and it's always pretty interesting because sometimes where a horse breaks can really matter. Another horse she mentioned was Looking at Lee, and I've heard a few people talk about Looking at Lee, Untrapped, Fast and Accurate, Battalion Runner, Gormley, Taprit, yeah. It seems like the field is much bigger, and it is, for the Derby, and then a lot of times that narrows down. McCracken has the fifth best odds heading into the Wednesday post positions. McCracken is a horse known for strong finishes and has had some good luck at Churchill. So there's going to be some eyes on this horse. Classic Empire is some say is the odds-on favorite, really, at Churchill this year. Fast horse on a track. On any given day, he's the horse that can, you know, beat you. His workouts have been super, super strong. Irish War Cry. I don't know why I like Irish War Cry. Always Dreaming, they say, is much more of a contender, though. Although some people would say, like I mentioned, Irish War Cry, that the odds are pretty good. He's got good flow going on, and he does whatever the jockey seems to ask of him, and that's important in a race like the Kentucky Derby, where you might have the crowded field, which it looks like going into this. So War Cry may get bid up a bunch. That would not be shocking if a lot of people put that horse in what I call a trifecta or a trifecta box, meaning 1, 2, 3, any orders, or, you know, any order, 1, 2, 3 in a boxed trifecta, or just an actual trifecta where you pick 1, 2, 3. That horse probably figures in somewhere, and we'll talk more about the Derby as we get closer to the tail end of the week. Before you know it, it'll be here. Coming up, thoughts from our mailbag as we hit the mailbag here, and some of you jumping on the phone lines too as well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We are taking care of our military, and we're not going to go back to what we were doing for the last long period of time. Our military is going to be taken care of. That I promise you.
All right, that's all that the president was talking about, a couple of different things when it came to the budget, and he was pretty adamant about the military, as you could hear there. So coming into this segment, we're going to dive into the mailbag in just a second. Coming up, we have our Forbes Books at Bedtime that we're going to flip to, and also Iron E. Singleton. I've had so many people ask me about that interview that I decided, yeah, you know what, you're going to hear that interview, because Walking Dead is still a very highly rated television show, and people are doing that binge-watching who didn't catch the beginning parts of The Walking Dead. Let's go to Sharon in Mississippi. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to sidetrack just a little bit and tell you the reason that you're so excited about Irish War Cry is because you got a little Irish in you, Kate, like I do.
Oh, I have a lot of Irish in me, yes.
So, you know, we've got to lean that way.
Yep.
And, you know, I would love it if he could come anywhere close to Secretariat, who was voted by all the guys that do the statistics as the greatest athlete ever. Ever.
Yeah, and, I remember.
You know, and, I mean, so I would love to see him come anywhere close to that. But my subject is I am part of the silent majority. And I've been part of the silent majority since I was 15. I'm about 60 now in a few months. And the last time I talked to you, Kate, was inauguration night.
Yep.
It was my husband's birthday. he had to go to bed before mm-hmm. he found out so he could go to work.
Remember.
And we were laughing about the faces and the sad, sad songs of all the people in the liberal media. But we've come a long way since then. My husband and I have tried to decide, what can we do? We have senators and representatives in this state who are strongly behind Trump. So we can't threaten to primary them, which I would like to do if I lived in another state. So we have decided, we have our awesome radio station here, WMXI. Shout out to Grimm. That's mm-hmm. his favorite station. And we are listening to all the advertisers on our conservative station. We have, and this wasn't by choice exactly, but it turned out to be great. When Obama got elected in November of 08, before Christmas that year, my husband's salary was cut back. Mm-hmm. They didn't cut their hours. They just cut out the way they worked so they didn't get their $600 a month in overtime.
Yeah.
So we had to cut out our cable. We had to cut out our internet. And we had to cut out our cell phone. So we are listening to conservative radio. I have started writing down all the advertisers on our conservative radio station. And I have found out that we have local businesses where we can do all our shopping, we can spend all our money, and we can speak our mind and use our voice. We had a thing here a couple of years ago, Kate, where we have a law in this state where you can open carry a gun,
mm-hmm.
which I think that makes you a target. Personally, I'd rather conceal carry. But anyway, we had a lot of businesses when that's been law forever. But when it came out and, you know, a few of the guys wanted to carry their guns open, we had a lot of businesses that put signs up that said they couldn't. We stopped shopping there. Guess what? Those signs came down within 3 months.
Wow.
And it wasn't just us. It was all our neighbors, our kids, our friends. You know, if they walked up and they saw the little sticker on the door, they just did, you know, a little sign at the door, waved bye to the folks inside and turned around. And I was amazed that it only took those folks about 3 months to take those signs down out of their door. So if we stick together as a silent majority, the working people who are too busy with our nose to the grindstone to go out and protest and burn cars and tear down other people's businesses, you know, we have a lot of money. Well, I mean, it's sort of like when they say our kids are paying our Social Security. Do you know how old my kids will have to be before they start paying my Social Security?
Pretty old, huh?
You know, I'll be 100. I mean,
right.
My kids all work. They're in their 20s. But they
right.
don't make enough money to be contributing to Social Security.
Right.
You know, the 40 and 50-year-olds will be paying mine in a few years if
right.
I get to retire at 65. They're not paying my insurance either. I've been paying their insurance for 26 years.
Wow.
So, let's see, I'm 60. I'll be 86 when they start chipping in to the insurance that I've been paying for them for 26 years. So, you know, Democrats telling all these kids and young people that they're paying for all this working people's Social Security and insurance is crazy. And somebody needs to teach them better. And,
right, because they're buying it. They're buying it hook, line, and sinker, what they're being sold. You're right.
Mine aren't buying it yet. My oldest is 26. She will be buying it next year. And thank God she's not forced to buy it,
right.
You know, like she would have been a year ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, they will get their insurance at some point, but it's going to be a long time before they contribute. Well, we've contributed for the last, well, let's see, I've been working 45 years. So, you know, when they're, you know, many years from now,
mm-hmm.
they will start breaking even with what we've put into the system.
Right.
So, you know, don't tell these kids that their parents and grandparents are living off their back. That's not true. You know, my
yep.
husband makes five times what my kids make.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a long time. I mean, yes, they're contributing, but not nearly as much as they're going to be when they're 40 and 50 and 60 years old.
Right.
You know, so that's just bunk from the very beginning. And I just want everybody, when it comes to all the conservatives that are being taken off the air, they're doing that by, I heard a guy has a blog and he's taking credit for taking out Bill O'Reilly, Roger Ailes, and Glenn Beck. And he did it by not dealing with the advertisers here in the United States because they weren't responding. They went to Britain, the British market. And that's why when you saw all those signs up, you know, when Bill O'Reilly was going off and his advertisers were being cut and they were like BMW and all these other companies, you're going, I don't ever see those ads. Those were British companies advertising on the British Fox station. And when this little blog guy with his Facebook and all his other posts got everybody tweeting and Facebooking that they were going to drop, you know, those companies, they weren't going to shop with them anymore, they wound up dropping them here in the United States. We are the silent majority. We have the money. We are the folks that are 50, 60 years old making all the money in this country. And if we don't start using our money to voice our own opinion and stop being so silent, no, I don't have time to go protest. But I have time to let any business I know, if I walk in the door and I say, hey, how do y'all like this new president? And they go, I'm not shopping there.
Yeah, good for you. That's true.
And Kate, I have three kids. I've got eight brother and sister-in-laws. I've got a sister. They've got kids, all of them. I only have one daughter who is still liberal, but she didn't vote.
She didn't even vote, so there
you
go.
We talked her out of it.
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
So she was so disheartened that she couldn't vote for Trump because she listens to the liberal media. I mean, she gets her news from, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and all the rest. And, you know, but we, you know, we at least talked her into not voting. And, I mean, we didn't do that. She just didn't vote because, you know, she couldn't bring herself to vote for Hillary. So, you know, we have got to stick together. And, Kate, I hope you don't have any skeletons in your closet.
I do.
So they can come after you, you know, because when I'm working at night, I may not get to call, but I darn sure listen.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Oh, Kate, we love you, girl, out here. And, you know, we just appreciate the fact that, you know, you're lighthearted, you keep it clean, and, you know, you help keep us informed. And I absolutely love to hear other Americans out there that think like we do. So I know I'm not the only one.
Yep, Sharon, great call. I'm so glad that you followed up. It's interesting. I remember Sharon, thank you, calling on election night. She's right, and her husband was exhausted and had to go to sleep, and she talked about that, and she gave you that story there, and there is power in the silent majority. And she's right. And you can kind of feel that movement of more people speaking up. And especially, I say this all the time, in your local communities, don't just think about Washington. Think locally. What's happening locally? What is affecting you locally before you even go higher up that chain? Stay with us.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
All right, so in our virtual green room, B. Ray, Vice President of Corporate Marketing Advantage Media Group, Forbes Books. Really excited to talk to B. And there's something interesting that's happening. You can feel the buzz in the air, especially if you're in Florida, if you're in Orlando. Why? Because what's coming up is the annual conference for the Women's Presidents Organization, or WPO. We spoke with the founder of WPO, Dr. Marcia Firestone, earlier this week, and we heard all about how she came to start this organization. B, first of all, thanks so much for hopping on with us. And as a woman business leader yourself, what does it mean to you to be speaking to the Women's Presidents Organization?
Well, so happy to be here. Thanks, Kate. I am thrilled for this week. So excited to be part of WPO. I guess, selfishly, I just get to be in the room. Everyone there owns their own business. They're super accomplished, very bright, always looking to learn and to grow. And I love the chance to be around this energy and enthusiasm and brilliance.
Well, and it's funny, B, as we were getting ready to talk with you this morning, I was, you know, reading about you and checking you out on LinkedIn, and all of a sudden I realized you're not just speaking at the WPO annual conference, you're actually on the board of directors. So give us a little background on that. What is your business background, and how did it catapult you into a position like that?
Well, I am an entrepreneur, have been an entrepreneur, and I mentor entrepreneurs. So I love all entrepreneurs, but it's, of course, there's a sweet spot for women. And when I had the opportunity to join the board, I jumped at it. And I hope this will be my very first board meeting with the WPO. But certainly, I hope to be able to offer some insight, if nothing else, certainly support. One of the things that I guess I have seen is just sometimes it takes a little bit of encouragement. It takes a little bit of a listening ear to help someone get past that next level or that next challenge, being an entrepreneur and growing a business. And if I can offer some of that at the board level, then I'm delighted to do it. And, of course, hope to do so throughout the conference, meeting the individual business owners.
Bea, this is an exciting time for women. I'm certainly feeling this kind of a shift in my world, and I'm the president of the National Speakers Association, and I'm feeling this with entrepreneurs who are around me. Do you think that this is kind of, I don't know how to put this exactly, but kind of a tipping point for women in business?
Well, certainly I do. It's not the first tipping point, right? We've seen many over the last couple decades, but I think what's starting to happen is more and more women leaders are breaking through different barriers of success, and that opens up a floodgate for others to be able to see themselves doing the same thing, which I think is largely the biggest impediment, is just figuring out, hey, I could do that. But there are other things where true, authentic leadership is recognized and appreciated and understood and making a difference. And women traditionally have been great in that department. I don't like to stereotype, but women have a lot of skills in being a better listener and connecting with teammates and potential business partners and clients on a real emotional level that is a way to get business done, is a way to form true partnerships. And the more that is recognized, the more opportunities arise.
We're talking with Bea Ray. She is, among other things, a board member for the Women's President's Organization. She's also the VP of Corporate Marketing for Advantage Media Group and Forbes Books. And, you know, for both of you, Bea and Kate, I feel like the elephant in the room here is you're both very successful women business leaders and business owners, or Bea, you have been a business owner, and I'm a guy. Help me understand as a guy, if you can, because you've never been a guy, just as I've never been a woman, help me understand how you think the world of business and the future of business might look different to you than it does through the eyes of a typical male business leader.
Well, one of the things that I'm talking about and I'm particularly passionate about is a subset of women, which is mothers. And for me, I happen to be a graduate of the Harvard Business School, which I love. I had this opportunity to attend and focus on entrepreneurship. And I learned from some of the greatest minds available. But what happened to me a few years later, after I had taken 6 years off, I'd sold the company, had the wonderful privilege of spending more time at home with my three children, and then I went back as a mentor to entrepreneurs and at one point consultant. And whenever something great happened, or whenever we made a breakthrough, or when everyone said, wow, that was so helpful, I thought, where did I learn this skill? And it was usually something to do with the fact that business is done with people, not with just spreadsheets. And always when I thought about where that skill came from, it came from me being a mother more than me being a business student or even a business owner. And so a personal passion that I have is to help all individuals, but especially mothers, realize that life truly is the jungle gym that Sheryl Sandberg introduced us to, that wherever we find ourselves is a great opportunity to pick up a new skill and to hone a new ability. And for me, it was the personal challenges of raising little people that took my communication and understanding skills to a whole new level, my organizational skills. So it is that message that I love to get across, which is don't give up just because your path doesn't look like the path that someone 20 years ago took, and that's not a path that is available to you for all sorts of reasons today.
I have heard a rumor, Bea and Kate, that at the annual conference for the Women's President's Organization, the two of you will be on stage together. And it kind of relates to this whole motherhood topic. What can we find out about? Maybe a little sneak preview here.
Well, I think some of what we were just talking about, but that is basically on Thursday morning, the 4th at 9:30, I have the opportunity to sit with Kate and to explore some of these questions. What does one learn at different parts of their business career, and why is that relevant, and what does that mean? You know, one of the goals I hope it means is that businesses are a tiny bit less afraid to hire someone who may, for whatever reason, have taken a break from the traditional workforce. I hope it means that someone who might have had a little bit of hesitation in raising his or her hand for the next opportunity says, hey, there's a chance for me here because I just learned something in this area of the jungle gym. But I'm certain we will have some of those conversations on stage.
Yeah, I love that analogy about the jungle gym because also, and certainly B, you know this, being an entrepreneur or even working for a company, it used to be there was a ladder. And as an entrepreneur, it is a little bit different. It is like a jungle gym because we're moving in different directions. And it was a couple of years ago when you did an entrepreneur, a story about lessons Harvard taught me, but my kids made me learn. And you're obviously explaining that. If you looked at a couple of those specific lessons from what this presentation will be, and you said what you hope that we'll explore and what people will get out of it, and you talked about your story, what do you think was the number one most significant thing that you learned? Because that title is so provocative. I love it. Lessons Harvard taught me, but my kids made me learn.
Well, I think that's really the crunch, right? You can be taught something, but when you're right in the moment, you really need to make it work. And there were so many, but I'll give you one sort of example of those moments as a mother where it's like, I can't figure out where I'm going to go this moment. Like, I cannot get through this next half an hour. And there was one where I was sitting at the kitchen sink and I had a, call it a first grader, who absolutely, her homework was, you must read, whatever it was, 20 minutes. And then I had a kindergartner who was to be read to. And I could not figure out. And then I had a baby crying. And I thought, how is this going to happen? How is dinner going to get on the table? And how is the baby going to get settled? And who's going to do these, you know, two sets of 15 minutes? And that's when it hit me. You, first grader, are going to read to the kindergartner, and I just was bought 30 minutes of time. I had a glass of wine, calmed the baby down, and dinner was served.
Delegation is a beautiful thing.
I love that story. That's great.
And I don't suppose you can find ways to apply that in your current position for Forbes Books and Advantage Media Group?
I can, for sure, right?
But maybe you don't want your colleagues to hear the exact application.
Oh, that's great.
I might leave out the bit about the wine, but it comes. But for sure, my team is so great at jumping in and putting the two pieces together as a team, and that is a lucky, great fortune to have.
All right. So, B, our last question for you, because we're doing this interview on the radio for a feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime. We have to ask, what keeps you up at night? Is it your kids, your job, or it sounds like maybe nothing keeps you up? You might just sleep just fine.
Well, I appreciate the question. I do think, from a work standpoint, Forbes Books is a really powerful opportunity, getting access to 93 million readers. And what I guess I'm challenged by is who really needs that and whose business is growing to care about establishing him or herself as an authority in their field, and in what ways can Forbes really leverage that next person? And so I'm always trying to explore that. So to me, it's probably not, hey, I have the best tight-fitting jeans. That might be a message that's better portrayed in an image, maybe in an emotional commercial. But the kinds of individuals we're working with often have certainly the desire to grow their business, but they may have a more complicated story about what does it take to be an insurance captive and why you need to hire me to help you understand that. That is a crazy one-off example, but I'm always trying to figure out who do we best serve and how do I find those people.
Great answer, B. Ray, Vice President of Corporate Marketing, Advantage Media Group, Forbes Books. I'll see you later this week. Thanks so much.
Look forward to it. Thank you both.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Yeah, you can keep that stuff. You can keep the plan.
All right, I was a huge fan and still am a huge fan of The Walking Dead, and no lie, one of my favorite characters was T-Dog. You're not going to believe this. In our virtual green room, we have the man, yes, Iron E. Singleton. You know him, you love him as T-Dog. He's been in a ton of other things, too. And remember him from Blindside. Remember what who he played on the Blindside? He was the drug dealer that scared me to death when I saw him on the screen. And probably Sandra Bullock, too. She was already running in the opposite direction. He's got a book out called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I love it. Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. And thank you for that compliment. I think, Sandra Bullock gave me the same compliment. She said I scared her there a bit with the character Alton I played. Yeah, so I appreciate
it. And that was a huge breakthrough for you. So when you got that call, and did you have to go on an audition? And what happened with the whole Blindside thing?
I did. I auditioned, and it took about a month for them to call me back. And of course, I was on pins and needles because that was the movie that opened the door for me. That is the movie that told Hollywood I exist. So when I auditioned, I knew I knocked it out the park. But you know, it boils down to physicality, and you know, if you have the right look, you have the right size. So I was just hoping everything would just kind of line up in my favor, and it was. it was a tumultuous, to say the least, month for me, 3 weeks to a month of waiting, I guess. But once I got that call, I was ecstatic, Kate. I said, I have to call my wife. Oh, my God. And I called her, and she was at work, and she worked for the state at the time. And she just, well, she kept it on the inside, but she imploded, put it like that. And she left work early, and she came home, and we celebrated. It was incredible.
Wow. And so, you know, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you had to have been struggling, and I'm sure you talk about it in the book, and we're going to go into that in a second. But you try businesses, you're going after small roles. How tough is it, all that rejection and just trying to get that break?
Tough is a minor statement. That's an understatement right there. It's several years of ramen noodles and canned tuna and Vienna sausages, you name it. So I'd worked for 15 years in the industry before I got that break. Exactly. So I studied theater at the University of Georgia, and I was expecting that big things would happen immediately after graduating. I would go to L.A. and things would just happen. It just didn't happen that way, and I have to say that to aspiring actors. It just may not happen in the time you want it to happen, but in God's time. So continue at it. Stay at it. Don't ever give up, but you have to be passionate about it. Don't get into it for the money. So 15 years of that, doing community theater, low-budget indie movies, and then it finally happened because I was getting paid crumbs for those projects.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And then you get the role of T-Dog on The Walking Dead, and I mean, that's an international super mega hit. When that happened to you, did you realize when you were on the set, did all of you realize, hey, this is going to really take off or no?
W-O-W, wow, is the word I have to use to describe that experience. And no, I did not see that coming. Neither of us saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. We were just working another job. We're like, oh, man, this is cool. You know, we're on the set, get to work and meet new friends. And that was my thought. And hopefully it'll get picked up because we shot the pilot. And we're like, hopefully we shot a six-episode pilot. So Frank Darabont has that kind of pull. He's a legend in the industry. So when we did that, we were like, well, hopefully they'll pick up for another season. And when we premiered to 6 million plus, we knew that we had something special.
So and all those years that you were on The Walking Dead, then all of a sudden people also start to recognize you, because I would imagine people knew who you were, because it was such a beloved show and still is.
Oh, of course. I had several people to start recognizing me. People started recognizing me after The Blind Side because it was nominated for an Oscar, and Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
So after that, people would recognize me, but then you'd have to multiply that times 100 or 1,000 once The Walking Dead aired, because people recognized me in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe and in, you know, all over in Canada, South America, just different places. So it's great.
And so your book is called, and I said this at the top, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. And tell me what it was like writing the book and what it's about.
It was an amazing journey. It pretty much coincides with my writing the stage play, because it was a stage play that was entitled Irony the Resurrected. And it details my life story, growing up destitute, living in a housing project in Atlanta, Georgia, and having my mom, a tumultuous relationship with my mother, a less than steady, stable foundation with my mother. She was an alcoholic, and she was addicted to crack. And I didn't have a relationship with my father, and my brother going left, so to speak, and with me going right after her death, because she died from HIV complications when I was in high school. And so it details that journey, and for me getting out of there, going to the University of Georgia where I played football, and go dogs, and then and studying theater, and then finally getting out of there and going 15 years, 10 years hardcore trying to get an opportunity in Hollywood, and finally that Blindside moment came. And that's what I detail in both the stage play, which later became Blindside of the Walking Dead because of the title of the book. And it was an amazing journey writing, you know, writing the book and just putting it all together as well.
So you go in one direction, your brother goes in the other direction, and then after really pushing, and you finally get that break and you make it. What's the relationship like with the brother?
I love him, but I love him from afar, because, you know, there are times, because he's been in and out of out of jail for the past 20-plus years. When my mother died, it seemed as though that was an opportunity for him to soak, you know, in all of his sorrow and pain and grief, and I had the same sorrow, pain, and grief. I used it to inspire me, and I didn't want to let my mother's death be in vain. So it inspired me to get out there, to work hard, and so that I could create a better life, not just for me and my family, but also so that I could inspire humanity. And, you know, I had that vision when I was a little kid. God told me that my job was to inspire humanity and to leave a great mark here on this earth, you know, before I die. My brother, again, like I said, I see him occasionally at family events, and I love him. We love each other. We have a great relationship, but I'm just not connected to that world anymore, and anything connected to that world, I choose to keep it at a distance. You understand what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely. So we fast forward now to what you're doing, and you talk about you know doing the stage play and all of that. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually performing my one-man show, Blindside of the Walking Dead, in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I'm traveling with the Walker Stalker Convention. So wherever they go, our goal is to perform the show there and eventually launch our own independent tour and take it abroad also, because, you know, we feel, when I say we, I mean me and my manager, who believes so very strongly in it, that the world needs to see the play and the world needs to see the book. I'm constantly promoting the book. I have book signings lined up in Orlando. So everybody just needs to read it, because it's a big dose of inspiration for anybody going through anything, anybody that's experienced struggle, pain, tragedy, sorrow, anybody that needs to be empowered. You name it, it's in the book, it's in the stage play, and people need to go out and get the book and come see the show when it's at a theater near you.
All right, I'm going to go see that show, and I'm telling everybody, pick up that book right now. Again, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. I love you. I love all of your listeners. And y'all take care, and let's love each other, respect each other.
I love it. Thanks, Iron E.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, what terrific stuff. Inspirational. So you could tell the guy is so authentic. You know, that's my thing. I say this all the time on America Tonight, talking about his mother and what he went through as a kid, how his brother went in the opposite direction. And then you remember T-Dog, seriously, I mean, he was one of my favorite characters. That is great, a great piece of acting. And I think with his castmates, that's part of the reason why The Walking Dead really took off and put zombies on the map. I mean, there's been this resurgence of interest in zombies and zombie movies, and that the way The Walking Dead was written and, again, beautifully acted, and he was a T-Dog for so many years on that show. And isn't it interesting that the break that probably many of you remember how menacing he was as the drug dealer. He was the thug who was on the streets, who was there in the blind side and trying to stop Michael Orr, in a sense, try to keep him in the life in his role in that movie. And just great stuff. So shows you how tough it is to make it. 15 years, you heard him. So pick up the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.